I'm David Tussar, and I am fortunate to be here at Docker headquarters, and joined by Dong.
Hi, my name is Dong. I am engineer at the Docker core team. I'm working on Swarm.
Yeah, awesome. So what I would love to know, just for folks who may not know already, what is Swarm?
Swarm is Docker's native clustering tool. It basically collects a bunch of Docker nodes and put them into a cluster so you can utilize the resource on all the nodes.
Okay, so what are some maybe common challenges or things that it actually helps you to overcome?
It resolved the problem of resource utilization. In the past, you waste a lot of resource because you don't have an interface to deal with it, or you have too complicated things because you need to identify the nodes are alive or not. So with a clustering tool, you don't need to worry about that. You just consider a cluster as a giant Docker engine.
Cool. Just Docker make it so behind the swarm, and it does its thing with as many nodes as you want behind there.
Exactly. That is the strength of Docker Swarm, because it uses the same REST API that Docker uses. So users are familiar with Docker Engine. They can directly issue the same commands to Docker Swarm. So the learning curve is really easy for most people.
Cool. So maybe you could tell us really briefly here, what does this template actually configure?
The templates has several elements. You can see this on the page. You can set up several manager for Swarm, and then a number of nodes in Docker nodes. Those are configurable, so you can decide the number of managers is to provide high availability. The number of nodes are the resource that you will use in the Docker cluster.
Okay. So, I mean, it's a production-ready kind of configuration?
Yes. So, in Swarm, after 1.0, we consider Swarm is production-ready. We already know that companies are using Swarm to deploy their production applications.
Okay, great. So could you show us how to get going here using Swarm in Azure?
Sure.
A Swarm cluster on Azure is quite simple. Microsoft has open source Swarm templates on Azure. Ahmed Balkan make an awesome video to demonstrate how you can create a Swarm cluster in Azure within 3 minutes. I follow the instruction to create my Swarm cluster in Azure. You can see that it has created a master set and a node set. One of the things you can use is the SS tunnel available when you create the from the template. So let's see what we can do using that. What this tunnel does is to map my local port 2375 to the Swarm master zero's port. So let's see what it can do here. I'm going to look at my local 2375. You can see that now we have a Swarm cluster with 4 nodes. Each node are core OS node, and it has the basic node information, container information. We can also look at the Swarm's version. This is the thing I changed in the template. We can run. We are now running a Swarm 1.1.3.
All right, very cool stuff. I mean, that's fairly quickly you can get going and have a full Swarm cluster up there in Azure, which is great. So where would you recommend people maybe to go to learn more about Swarm?
You can go to docs.docker.com/swarm. That is a nice place to start. And also look at the Azure templates available on GitHub.
Awesome. All right, thanks so much.
Thank you.